17. Every time you smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce when you see an old photo, wish it was more than just another TBT? I'm thinking of those days, these days. I'm thinking of a 98 Chevrolet. Big ideas, low-key in that box. The backstreet, backstreet from park cars. I'm thinking of breakfast at midnight, those matching tattoos and goodbyes. We think about those days, these days, baby, like I do.
Country 93.5 is Morgan Wallen.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean. But I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
It's New Country, 93.5. Great to have you along. Hope you can stick around. Our buddy Adam contacted us. Okay, so the reason why I'm saying he's 29, number one, because he's 29, mm-hmm. and he told us that, but because it's early in his marriage that he doesn't like his wife's cooking, and he doesn't know how to tell her.
And I kind of think that his age doesn't really matter. Like, I mean, this yeah. would be an issue in any kind of relationship.
You're probably right on that. Okay, so we'll We'll discuss how do you tell somebody you love that they suck at doing something coming up.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. And she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Hey, you at work? Feel free to stream us. NewCountry935.com.
I'm gonna stomp our boots till the neighbors call the cops. I'm gonna put that boom back into the old boom box. We'll turn the die way up to 10. Then we'll turn it up again. And wake up every house on the whole damn block. It's the calm before the storm. Don't say I didn't warn you. This ain't no Sunday morning coming down. It's gonna get loud. Sounds good to me. When the smoke drops down so low, gon' ride your teeth. Yeah. Nah, don't knock it till you try. You're gonna start a riot in this peace and quiet little town.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. It is so awesome that you're taking the time out of your busy hustle. I know you're point A, point B kind of person, maybe sometimes. And you've found enough energy and patience to hang out.
Patience is a good word for it.
Hang out with us. So we appreciate that. Our buddy Adam contacted us, and a common scenario in early in your relationship where you don't know how to handle some things. Adam, he just doesn't know how to tell his wife that she's not the best cook.
Oh, no.
Now, we should mention Adam is under 30 years old.
Okay.
and the reason why I say that is because he hasn't been married very, very long.
I see. Okay. It's still, I think, no, regardless of the age, it's dangerous territory.
It's very dangerous territory.
Telling your spouse that they're not good at something. Yeah. Do we know if she thoroughly enjoys cooking?
Didn't really go into the finer details of it, but I'm thinking she probably does.
Yeah.
If she does it a lot.
Yeah, because that's where it's hard to tell your partner that they're not good at something, particularly if it's something that they're super duper passionate about.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have the ability to do this because I don't know what good looks like with video games. But my part?
No.
Oh, you got a million gold coins or something. I don't know.
The amount of time that Tyler plays video games, I think he's very good at it.
He better be good at it. Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, he's passionate about it. So if for some reason I knew that he was bad at it, I wouldn't have it in me to tell him that he's bad at it.
Yeah.
If it was something that he just, like, for instance, Tyler and I, we played co-ed soccer together. This was years ago. He's maybe played soccer a handful of times. So.
But that's not fair.
He's
an indoor kid. He's doing an outdoor kid activity.
He was way out of his element.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I took him aside or anything, but, you know, we were just talking about it after the game, and I was like, yeah, you're not very good. But he was like, that's fine. I've played soccer 3 times in my life. It's okay that I'm not good.
Have you ever told him, because you guys golf a lot together, have you ever told him he's not very good at golf?
No, because he's gotten a lot better. Like, I've seen him really grow and change as an athlete.
sounds like he's really crappy and you just did the weight game.
You're so right, because he was bad.
And then saying to him, hey, listen, you're not good yet.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting you've said that to him, but what you're saying to him is, yeah, you're not good, but you're getting better.
Yeah. See, there's ways to soften the blow.
Yeah. Is it, though? I guess that sounds good. No, I'll give you that.
It's something that he's just picked up recently.
Right.
So he doesn't have to be good at it.
Is he better than you?
He's getting there, which I don't like.
So the answer is no.
No.
Wow.
He can hit it further, but, like,
overall, his game isn't as sharp.
Not quite. No.
Wow. You don't like talking about this.
I don't. I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah. I love this.
I don't.
Because I've never asked you.
No.
I think for Adam, I think he has to, if this is really bugging him, he has to do what Sasha does and find a way around it to say if she doesn't like cooking so much, go to a cooking class with her.
Oh, cute. I think that's a very sweet way to get
help
around
her
that.
More in the kitchen as well. Cook together.
Aw, even better.
Right?
I love that. Help her out.
So what should Adam do?
I grew up wild and I grew up true. A town most folks just drive through. We sit out by the dam on a night when the air was warm. Mama was an angel, daddy was the same. When the lights cut off, I could sneak out late to a spot on the west side, baby, nobody knew. Come and find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshine and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land and the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads.
yearning for kiss with this old guitar, and it was worth every minute when I heard those people sing. It's a long road home, but now I see what them old times meant to me. So when I get back, crack a bottle of Jack, you know where I'll be. You can't find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when it cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. Wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. La la la.
New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow is on the loose with instant winners every day. Our bovine bank machine is making friends all over the GTA. Who will be next? Could it be Moo? Ah, I see what you did there. Clever cow. Every time the Interrupting Cash Cow rudely butts into the music, call 416-872-2935 for your chance to win $500 in cold, hard, dairy-free cash. Want the tip on where she's stampeding next? Mosey on over to newcountry935.com before she chews up the Wi-Fi. The New Country 93.5 Interrupting. Oh, man. Cash Cow. New Country 93.5.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Now, shop now at pinkcherry.ca and save up to 80% off everything site-wide.
Pinkcherry.ca. Go ahead. Now you know.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at monkhouselaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Get spring ready with CarQuest Auto Parts. Save now on premium brand name products. Castrol Magnatec Synthetic Oil 5-liter jugs, $31.97. DieHard Lawn and Garden Battery Gold, $59.97. Rain-X Summer Breeze Washer Fluid 3.78-liter jug, only $3.97. And Trico Flex Wiper Blades, all sizes, $9.97. Hit the road with CarQuest for your auto parts needs. Visit a CarQuest Auto Parts store or carquest.ca for more information and full flyer details. At participating locations.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away.
So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Zero. That is the number you need to remember when thinking CUPWC or pontoon boat. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking to hit the water with the best offer this summer, then let us help you find the ride that's right for you. Right now, enjoy 0% financing for up to 36 months or savings of up to $1,500 off a Sea-Doo PWC or up to $5,000 off a Sea-Doo Switch Pontoon. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come and see us at Energy Fire Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
Now at Joe Fresh, save 25% on family rain gear until April 2nd. Stock up now to stay dry this spring. Plus, discover your spring essentials with a collection of new women's tops for $25 or less. Shop now. Don't miss out. Exclusions apply. See in store or joefresh.com for details.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working, why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. They at the bottom of a bottle, don't make me. Everybody at the bar.
New Country, 93.5. Good to have you here. If you just rolled into the show, Adam, 29, just got married, and, well, he does not like his wife's cooking.
Yikes. This is going to be a problem for the rest of his life unless he does something about it.
It's weird that he didn't know going into it. Maybe he thought it was going to get better. I don't know.
Oh, true.
Right? Maybe
yeah.
He's like, man, this is not only getting, it's not getting better, it's getting worse. I'm only assuming, but yeah. So what do you do when someone you love isn't really good at something they do How do you say it to them coming up?
Tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. There were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Oh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there. Oh, and it's hard to keep going when it don't seem fair. Keep on fighting when your back's against the wall. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on the call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Off somewhere to keep us all free. Came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about telling people. Man, talk about some tough people.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Thanks again for popping in. How do you tell your loved one, your person, your human, that they're not the best at doing something? Adam, who's 29, newly married, he says, listen, my wife isn't the greatest cook. How do I tell her? Without, you know, hurting her feelings.
Right, exactly. And I think the kicker is his wife is probably, like, enjoys cooking or is passionate about it. Because I think it's one thing to be able to be like, hey, you're not good at it if it's something that they don't really care about. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're not good at vacuuming. Good. I hate it anyway. Doesn't matter. But if it's something that they're passionate about, that is a hard conversation to have, if you even need to have it.
You got to do a workaround. You got to buy yourself some time is basically what you got to do.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. You just got to buy yourself some time. Mm-hmm. Or else you're doomed.
Or try and do something together. Maybe?
Yeah.
Or help out in some sort of way. Hey, let me cook for a little while and let's
Hey,
see how this goes.
Are you sure that much salt needs to be added? I don't know. I'm just asking because we go through a lot. Hey, do we go through a lot of salt in this house? Like, there's only two of us, right? Why do we buy it by the sackfuls? Like, we used to just buy salt like in a little cardboard little. But we're buying it like it's like it's like pails of rice. Like, what are we doing?
Ooh, yeah, that is not a good cook. So that, using that much salt.
Yeah, maybe ask a few questions. Get involved.
I think his wife is smart enough to figure out what that means, though, if you start poking around.
I was like, I never knew we used that much cream and everything. You know?
Everything is so creamy.
You make everything slippery, which I love. Everything's slippery.
This tastes slippery. That's what you want to hear as the cook. Yeah.
Everything has a sauce on it.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing. Sauces are good.
Sauces make the world go round.
That's
you're absolutely
what they
right.
say. That's what they say.
Spice and sauce and salt. Yeah, so you got to buy yourself some time. I'm just suggesting, or get involved somehow. Is this rude to say, though? It's like one of those things where you go, hey, we should go to the gym together.
Yeah, you gotta...
You know what I mean?
There's a very specific, and I don't know what it is, but there's a very specific and tactful way to word that, for sure.
Okay, so, Trina, how do you say to somebody you love so much in the world that they're not good at something? What do you do?
Yeah, that's a whole level of diplomacy that I'm not sure. That takes years of working on that. You're very, I don't know, that's something... Like a grade 10 level, like you know, you have to have like 10 years of loving each other and learning each other.
Yeah. It's like they say you need 10,000 hours to be an expert in something, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? To get your pilot's license, 10,000 hours in the air. To speak to the person that you love the most on the planet, you need at least 10,000 hours before you can even approach a topic like that. Before that, you just have to gut it.
Oh, boy.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and oh, mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, just I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
see the sunrise. See the love in my mama's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love gets a little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio up. I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love.
Country evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country
93.5.
If I could send a letter back in time to younger me in her wilder days, a day.
Boys 2025 Farewell Tour. Celebrating 50 plus years of touring. The legendary Oak Ridge Boys. Friday, June 27th, Casino Rama Resort. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. The Oak Ridge Boys. For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
For 60 years, Nissan has led the way. Oakville Nissan continues that legacy.
Lease the 2025 Nissan Rogue S for $11 a day with $2,995 down for 30 months. The 2025 Nissan Kicks S is also available for $10 a day with $1,499 down, plus $1,500 in 60th anniversary bonus cash. Shop Oakville Nissan, where excitement meets innovation. 2316 South Service Road West, or visit oakvillenissan.com.
This is going to make you hungry. Booster Juice just dropped new guacamole and black bean grilled fresh options.
What the guac?
Yeah, a guacamole black bean wrap, guacamole chicken panini, and an egg and chipotle black bean wrap.
What a trio. Holy guacamole.
Bye-bye, boring as bread sandwiches.
Guac, yeah. New flavors, new cravings.
Avo cuddle up to wraps and paninis from Booster Juice. Canadian-born blending since 1999. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Oh no, I can't be out of ink. Not now.
Mega Tank.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah, what is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Mega Tank.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega phone?
Mega Tank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like $2,000 worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Mega Tank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Mega Tank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Mega Tank printer is available at Staples, Best Buy, and Walmart.
Monte Carlo Inn. Hope springs eternal at Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian and dedicated to comfort and value, Monte Carlo Inns offers newly renovated suites and full-service event spaces across southern Ontario. Whether for business or a well-deserved getaway, guests experience hands-on hospitality and quality accommodations. Book a stay today and save at MonteCarloInns.com. Monte Carlo. Your home away from home.
Walking on a Cloud presents Step Into Spring, featuring Lori Vella.
At Walking on a Cloud, we're embracing this season's freshest footwear trends where nostalgia meets innovation and practicality. Retro sneakers? Sleek, simple, and effortlessly cool. Loafers? Versatile in fun colors, glossy patterns, or bold metal details. Toe thong sandals? Perfect for poolside lounging or a stylish day out. And wedges? They're back, more comfortable, chic, and ready to elevate every step you take. You need them? We have them at Walking on a Cloud.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
I'm struggling with my mental health. These negative feelings just won't go away.
My child seems more anxious than usual.
My relationship is in a downward spiral.
With over 70 clinicians, the Center for Interpersonal Relationships helps you, your child, couples, and family improve your well-being, offering 26 psychological treatment and 17 assessment services. To learn more about our services or to book an initial session in person or online or through our new virtual walk-in clinic, visit cfir.ca today.
Meet the 2025 RAV4 Hybrid LE. It's ready for any adventure you've got in mind. From cross-country trips to daily commutes, so don't wait. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park. And right now, we want to buy your current vehicle. Any make, any model. Receive a no-obligation appraisal even if you don't purchase from us. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said, yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
The music that matters.
New Country
93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me. Say you heard it from my buddies or the bartender, that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. If the song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell.
New Country 93.5.
Yeah, I think in a lot of couples, particularly in the early stages, and you know what? And it's funny, Sasha, I think you're right too. Even if you've been together for 1,000 years, trying to say to your partner, your spouse, the person you love, you're human, that they're not good at something, that's a delicate little conversation. That's an always and forever problem. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been married, doesn't matter how old you are, that's always going to be an awkward conversation. Our buddy Adam, he's 29, just got married. He's trying to find a way to tell his wife that she's not the greatest at cooking. Do you think it gets easier or more challenging to have that conversation as the years go on? That's a great question. Like, should he nip it in the bud right now? Yeah, or you know what I mean? Honestly, in this instance in particular, I don't think he should say anything. Yeah, nothing, just shut it. He should be grateful that she's putting food on the table. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, I'm sure it's not that bad. It can't be that bad. I don't know. Maybe he has a bad palate. Maybe he just doesn't understand. My mom, Linda, single mom of 6 kids. Not the greatest cook. Oh, really? Did you ever tell her? Are you kidding? There's one thing to tell your spouse something, to tell your mom. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a whole other ball of wax. Yeah, that's a level that I don't even want to get involved with. No. Yeah, you do not tell your mom. No, it's like you just got to do some time, man. How bad was she, though? Like, give an example of how terrible of a cook she was. I didn't know there's another form of meat other than liver until I think I was 17, 18 perhaps. Oh, no. Yeah. Just so much liver and onions. And I never knew that there was lean hamburger. I thought it was just like, because the hamburger that we had, there was so much oil and fat in this thing. Yeah. It was awful. I never knew. So your iron must be really good and cholesterol super high. Yeah, it's crazy. Off the charts. Yeah. Yeah, I'm 12 years old and I got a cholesterol problem. You know. So that could, you know. Sure. My diet was very gray. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down. Yeah, so no, not the best balanced meals that I had till I left. Okay. And you know, listen, she's doing the best she can. She did the best she could. Exactly. Yeah, the best she can. Elaine, you get all of this. So what do we say to Adam here? What does he do?
Maybe he should say, "Hey, honey, when did you become so passionate about cooking?" Or, "Hey, honey, how old were you when you decided you loved to cook?"
Yeah, maybe she's
that
looking for a way out,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Why are you asking? Don't you love this goulash for the 6th day in a row?
Well, now that you ask, no.
Hey, honey. I didn't know meatloaf was supposed to stop doors. Okay.
It pays as well that way. What can I say?
Oh. Elaine, you're the best. You're absolutely the best.
You guys are fantastic. Thanks for making the day.
Oh, have thanks, yourself Elaine. A wonderful one. Okay. See you, Elaine.
Okay. Jump
bye.
Down.
Bye.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt.
it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright, gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side, the pain will wash away in a holy water time, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
New Country.
Country.
93.5.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I'd never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack cigarette. Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. Said, how pissed off would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them open doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview dust. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke. Nothing about those nights felt like sinning. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when. First church parking lot, her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview dust. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke.
Canada's Jordan Davis, and when I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby.
he's sore as hell, hey. He's sore as hell, hey. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama. He didn't buy, I'm here and he's in my A. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sore as hell, ain't. He's sore as hell, ain't. He's sore as hell, ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Thanks for hanging with the Casey Clark Show.
Yeah.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
Smile means that he's doing all the things.
It's New Country 93.5. All right, I've been procrastinating. I got this itty-bitty patch of grass that every year I'm supposed to fertilize, and every year I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Not really. This year I said, this is the year that my weeds aren't going to go dandelion, because I'm the only one on my block that have dandelions, right?
Oh, and you have so far done all the steps you need to. Like, you bought fertilizer.
I got it, yeah.
You're ready to go. You just haven't quite put the pen to paper and put the fertilizer on the lawn yet.
All I did is bought a bag of stuff. That's all I've done.
That's all you did? Yeah, okay.
And I just dropped it in my garage and left it there.
Oh, well.
So, I know, I got to get to it. But we're talking about things that are on your to-do list. Believe it or not, on average, it's 14 items. Okay, so we'll get to your items coming up.
Working part-time, waiting tables, left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with a fear of falling, wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts.